The story behind Christopher Nolan's first movie is by now one of those independent filmmaking clichés. Following was made on a tiny budget, $10,000. It was shot on weekends in one or two takes with borrowed equipment. Nevertheless, it brought writer and director Nolan to the attention of a distributor, and the film made it to a few theaters 2 years ago. The critics loved it, and they're buzzing about Nolan's second feature. Memento won the Waldo Salt Screenwriting Award at Sundance, and it opens in theaters today. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Memento, meaning something used to jog your memory, is the perfect title for writer-director Christopher Nolan's exceptional new film, a haunting, nervy thriller about a man who can remember nothing at all.
I have this condition.
A condition?
It's my memory.
Amnesia.
No. It's different from that.
Leonard Shelby, superbly played by Guy Pearce of L.A. Confidential, is a former insurance investigator with a peculiar and devastating mental condition. A blow to the head as he was battling the men who raped and murdered his wife caused him to lose the ability to retain short-term memories.
Lenny!
It's Leonard. Like I told you before.
Did you? I must have forgot.
I guess I've already told you about my condition.
Oh, well, only every time I see you.
So while Leonard can recall everything up to that brutal moment, nothing more recent stays in his head for more than a few minutes. Determined to avenge his wife's death, this defective detective compensates with an elaborate system that includes notes, photographs, and, most bizarre of all, key information tattooed on his body so he can read it in a mirror.
I'm sorry, I should have explained. I have this...
You did explain, Lenny.
Please call me Leonard. My wife called me Lenny.
Yeah, I know. You told me.
Well, then I probably told you how much I hated it.
Yeah.
Do you mind taking your glasses off? It's hard for me to... Thanks. So you have information for me.
Is that what your little note says?
Yeah.
Must be tough living your life according to a couple of scraps of paper. You mix your laundry list with your grocery list and you'll end up eating your underwear for breakfast.
Memento's intriguing premise, adapted from a short story by Nolan's brother Jonathan, is based on a real condition called anterograde memory loss. The director has taken this premise and created a provocatively structured film noir, an inventive use of cinema's possibilities that pushes what can be done on screen in an unusual direction. Nolan, intent on mirroring Leonard's point of view, has in effect constructed a thriller that starts at the end and works its way back to the beginning.
It's backwards.
Yet the more information we get, the more facts we think we can identify, the less we can be sure just what is true. Memento begins with a scene that encapsulates its intentions. A man is looking at a just-developed Polaroid picture of a corpse. Suddenly, the photo starts to undevelop and goes back into the camera. Similarly, the film's plotline moves backwards from that corpse on the floor to reveal the series of events that led to its being there. This is a storytelling method that not only rewards, but demands the closest kind of attention.
Okay, so what am I doing?
As we come to understand how easy it might be to manipulate the main character we've come to care about, the tension and suspense become unbearable.
No, he's chasing me.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.